Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, high of 58. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. And Sunday, partly sunny, temperatures 63. Currently, it's 52.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule that establishes the required renewable fuel volumes under the Renewable Fuels Standard Program for 2018 and biomass-based diesel for 2019. The agency set a total renewable fuel blending obligation of 19.29 billion gallons next year. That maintains the statutory requirement of 15 billion gallons of conventional biofuel like ethanol and 4.29 billion gallons of advanced biofuel, including 288 million gallons of cellulosic biofuel. That's a slight increase from earlier proposals. The 2019 biodiesel amount set for 2.1 billion gallons. American Coalition of Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings said ACE members are very pleased that the EPA set the RVO for ethanol at the statutory level of 15 billion gallons, as other industry groups applauded the announcement as well. But the National Biodiesel Board noted the EPA recommended only 4.29 billion gallons of advanced biofuels and 2.1 billion gallons of biomass-based diesel, a reduction and a flat line, respectively, from last year. Well, Doug Whitehead of the National Biodiesel Board said EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt disappointed the biodiesel industry for failing to respond to their repeated calls for growth. And the government of Ontario proposing changes to their biofuel regulations, including increasing the current 5% ethanol mandate to 10% in 2020. Advanced Biofuels Canada notes that a 10% ethanol mandate is likely to see sales of E15 in higher blends to meet the new average. The organization calls the proposal creating expanding jobs and growth opportunities for Ontario's agriculture, forestry, and waste sectors. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas nursing homes are facing a spike in fines and citations that industry members consider heavy-handed enforcement of federal regulations. Industry members say that rising citations and penalties from regulatory enforcement surveys make it tough to stay in business and provide care to patients. A trade organization representing not-for-profit nursing homes called Leading Edge Kansas says that federal fines levied against nursing homes for non-compliance have risen nearly 8,900% since 2012. The leader of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment plans to leave the agency next month. Governor Brownback announced Susan Mosier's decision to leave a job she's held since December of 2014. Mosier became the state's Medicaid program director in 2012 until three private insurers took over the daily operations in 2013 and rebranded the program CanCare. Brownback said that Lieutenant Governor Collier will name a replacement in the near future. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Court documents say a Kansas City man has been charged with killing his wife after the couple's 7-year-old daughter told a school counselor that she had found a body and didn't want to be next. 45-year-old Benjamin Byers has been charged with second-degree murder and other charges in the death of Melissa Byers. The Kansas City Star reports that the girl last saw her mother alive on Monday, and she talked to a counselor Wednesday after finding lots of blood and a body with a stab on the back. The girl said her father had been acting weird, and she didn't tell him what she had seen because she didn't want to be next. A Douglas County judge has ruled the suspect in the beating death of a Lawrence woman is competent to stand trial. 21-year-old Rontarius Washington is charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery in the November 2014 death of 19-year-old Justina Altamirano Masso. The case stalled for several court hearings to discuss Washington's competency. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index slipped to 57.2 in November from 58.8 in October. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Mid-America Network News, and Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a man walking along railroad tracks in southeast Nebraska was struck and killed by a locomotive. The man was struck around 1:40 yesterday afternoon in Waverly. Investigators are trying to identify the man. Economists say a business conditions index for 9 Plains states has dropped over the past month, but it still suggests that conditions are continuing to improve. Today's report says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index slipped to 57.2 in November from 58.8 in October. Any score above 50 suggests growth. Nebraska prison officials say a man serving a life sentence in prison has died following a long-term medical condition. 68-year-old Michael Juranek died Wednesday night at a Lincoln hospital. Prison officials say he had been treated for an illness at the Nebraska State Penitentiary. Juranek was serving a life sentence for first-degree murder in the 2011 stabbing death of his 52-year-old roommate, Jimmy McBride, in South Omaha. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. They allowed the Public Works Director to advertise a position available to replace a recent retirement opening. Complete Marshall County Commissioners Minutes meetings are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and continued discussion on developing an economic development program with the intention of hiring a director. They reviewed past efforts and highlighted expectations, indicating they would take appropriate time to cast a decision. The matter will likely remain a discussion item for the next several months. Considerations brought forward were lack of rental housing, contact point for job openings and housing, local business owners' input, and how neighboring counties handle economic development. General election votes were canvassed. Kevin Elder, who had tied in ballots, was named to Washington City Council. It was reported that a letter was sent out with tax statements regarding changes in valuation for next year. The county appraiser is planning public meetings as well. A department head meeting is slated for December 18th at 1 p.m. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday drew two names to break a five-way tie for election of two as Baileyville Improvement District No. 1 Director. Eugene Strothman and Darren Schmitz were elected to this position. Marysville USD 364 School Board held a special meeting Wednesday and approved a construction change order allowing extension of the sprinkler system for an ag complex extension to the current buildings. A food service provider proposal was rejected and surplus property was designated.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Welcome to a festive winter wonderland. Owens Originals in Washington is hosting their annual open house Saturday. Come enjoy refreshments, door prizes, and the season's most beautiful adornments and gifts. You won't want to miss this exclusive occasion Saturday at Owens Originals.
Santa Claus is coming to Washington this Saturday, December 2nd. He'll be at Washington City Hall from 10 to 11 a.m. Santa and Mrs. Claus will greet youngsters, take photos, and sign up for drawings for jumbo Christmas stockings. They'll have punch cards when you shop local this Saturday. Chamber bucks to be given away, with open houses at participating Chamber of Commerce businesses, plus Santa's gifts and goodies all this Saturday in Washington, hosted by the Washington Chamber of Commerce.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we will continue to see these warmer than average temperatures throughout the rest of the day. All the way through the weekend, we're going to see temperatures anywhere across the Midwest, the upper 50s, and even into the lower 60s. But that will change as we head into the middle of next week, as we do have the jet stream that will shift, and we're actually going to see temperatures back down into the upper 30s to the lower to mid 40s across some areas. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday,
today, sunny, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, high of 58. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Saturday night, mostly clear, with a low near 38. For Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, with a high near 63. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy, with a low near 48. And Monday, partly sunny, temperatures upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Come to Reflections Hallmark to deck your halls. Find everything you need here. Garlands and wreaths? Got it. Buy one, get one half off the holiday boxed cards and gift wrap? Got it. Hallmark ornaments with all your favorite Disney characters, movies, and family moments? Got it. Holiday decorations galore? Got it. Get into the spirit of the season and get to Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville today.
Average high temperature early December, 47. Record high in the state, 74 in 1995. The average low, 27. The record low is 4 degrees in 1976. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:24.
In stuffing or soup or eaten straight out of hand, the chestnut is the nut of the season. An update on efforts to save the American chestnut today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 24th, the 328th day of the year. Composer Scott Joplin was born on this day, and in 1863, the Civil War Battle of Lookout Mountain began near Chattanooga, Tennessee. The sad fate of the American chestnut tree may yet have a happy ending. Once the king of eastern forests, a fungus spread like wildfire and virtually erased the tree from the American landscape a century ago. But in an ambitious effort to backcross genes of Chinese and American chestnuts, scientists have now developed a restoration chestnut, a hybrid which is 15/16th American, hopefully retaining the blight restraint trait of the Chinese portion. Thanks to their efforts, the American chestnut may someday return to its former glory. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
New or pre-owned, Venotis Motor Company in Marysville has your next vehicle. They have several pickups in on trade, including a 2015 Chevy Silverado 2500, a sharp 2010 Ford F-150 XLT. Several older pickups in on trade, and they're priced right, ready to move. Vehicles, including SUVs and cars, also on the pre-owned lot at the Venotis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. The Chiefs and Jets enter the game Sunday at MetLife Stadium, each having lost 5 of their past 6. Kansas City on a 3-game skid, while New York has dropped its past 2. There is a little bit of spice added to this matchup, though, as cornerback Darrell Revis is expected to make his debut for the Chiefs after signing with them last week. Revis spent 8 seasons with the Jets over 2 tenures. The Chiefs signed Revis with the hopes that the veteran cornerback can help them at a position of need. The fact that he's been out of the league all season doesn't seem to deter the Chiefs' enthusiasm, and you add to that the fact that the Chiefs are visiting the Jets, his former team, and there's plenty of reason to anticipate Sunday's game. The Chiefs still maintaining first place in the AFC West. Kickoff for Sunday's game is at high noon. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Taking a look at hoop action over the weekend from the Sunflower State, Kansas State takes on Vanderbilt. That game Sunday at 1:30. Wichita State will square off against Baylor at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And at first place in the Big 12, Kansas will square off against Syracuse. That game 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Speaking of KU, not the round ball, but the football, junior defensive tackle Daniel Wise was recognized as a first-team honoree as the Big 12 Conference Awards were announced yesterday. Wise led the way as Kansas football had 8 members of the program pick up all conference honors as voted by the league coaches. And Sports Illustrated announced yesterday that former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has earned the 2017 Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs swept a pair from the Axtell Eagles in the season tip-off Thursday night. In the girls' game, both teams stumbled offensively in the early minutes. Marysville opening a 16-5 lead into the first quarter and held a double-digit lead to the end, 53-37. Paced by Sidney Payshaw with 19 points, Grace Doze off the bench had 11 points, including a couple of trays. Axtell scoring led by reserve Kinsey Feldkamp with 8 points. Tricia Mathewson, who set out much of the first half with 2 early fouls, finished with 7. Marysville 53, Axtell 37 in girls' play. In the boys' game, it was all MHS. Defending their 3A state title, Marysville rolled to an 82-24 victory, leading 31-6 at the end of the quarter, 51-8 at the half. Gabe Pieschel had 31 points for Marysville. Double-digit performances by reserves Jacob Backus and Tyler Rader. Axtell struggled with scoring, led by Jonah Porting with 9 points. Final score, Marysville 82, Axtell 24. Eagles play host to Wabunsee on Friday. Marysville entertains Sabetha. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
High school basketball tipped off Thursday. Marysville girls defeated Axtell 53-37. Frankfort took Silver Lake 52-43, and Diller O'Dell topped Pawnee City 43-27. In boys' play, Marysville took Axtell 82-24, Silver Lake over Frankfort 75-22, Diller O'Dell took Pawnee City 47-37. Friday night tip-offs, Marysville entertained Sabetha. Boys and girls games live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Axtell entertains Wabunsee. Valley Heights hosting Riley County. Frankfort travels to Pawnee City. Washington County entertains Clifton Clyde. Lynn is host to Blue Valley. Centralia's at Valley Falls. Diller O'Dell at HTRS. And Southern tips off at Palmyra.
Santa Claus has come to town. The Pony Express Partnership for Children is hosting their annual Breakfast with Santa on Saturday. Join the big guy for a free will offering breakfast of pancakes, eggs, and sausage from 8:30 until 10:30. Wear your pajamas, have your picture taken with Santa, and see if you are on the naughty or nice list. Take a stroll through the Festival of Trees Wonderland. So get your best pajamas on and join us at the Lincoln Center on Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30 for the Naughty or Nice Breakfast with Santa.
Hi, this is Deb Logus, and I'm inviting you to join me and the members of the Marshall County Community Choir for our annual Christmas cantata this Sunday afternoon, December 3rd at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. This year, we present the message of peace and joy with a variety of traditional and original carols in a festive style. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will also perform. Join us for an afternoon of glorious music and revel in the true meaning of Christmas. Admission is free and refreshments will follow. This Sunday, 2 p.m. at United Methodist Church, 15th and North in Marysville.
Ease into the hectic holiday season with a bit of aromatherapy. The fragrances of plant-derived essential oils have long been used to improve the health and balance of our mind, body, and spirit. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Boost your energy and increase your focus with peppermint. You'll find it also helps relieve headaches and indigestion. Freshen your home with the scent of grapefruit, perfect solution when unexpected guests drop by for a visit. You may also find that grapefruit, along with your company, help lighten your mood. Use eucalyptus essential oil in the fight against colds and flu this winter. Just place a few drops into a diffuser placed on your desk at work, in your bedroom, or family room. End your day with relaxing lavender. It helps reduce anxiety, relieve headaches, and improve your sleep. It's the perfect solution or gift for those suffering from tense or aching muscles and winter chills. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
It's called the Valley Camp, and no, it's not a campground, and no, it's not in a valley, but that's the name, and it's one of the biggest draws here. The story is today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. If you come to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, you'll find one large boat that today sits still. It's called the Valley Camp, launched on July 14th, 1917.
She was then built and sailed for 49 years, was decommissioned in 66, and purchased then in 68 by the Sault Historic Site.
Paul Sabourin is the curator of the Sault Historic Sites, which includes the ship Valley Camp.
There were hundreds and hundreds of those particular ships that were cruising up and down the river. They were coal-fired, triple-expansion steam engine in this particular case. In this one here, she would carry coal.
It took a relatively small crew for a ship that measured about 500 feet by 60 feet.
There were 31 of them, and basically they worked around the clock. It was a 4-hour on, 8 hours off, and the captain had the assistance of the first, second, and third mate that would then relieve him.
The run for this ship was constant. The freight was usually the same, and the ports varied but little.
They would go at the west end of Lake Superior, pick up in Duluth or Superior or Two Harbors, and then go down to the lower lakes where they would drop their load of coal.
The ship was always on the go, for a ship sitting in port is one that's not making money.
In 1 year, from March 25th to about mid-December, they would do in excess of about 25 to 30 trips. It would be continuous.
The Valley Camp is now moored in the shadow of much bigger and faster ships passing here, but has a valuable story to tell. Traveling the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Whether you have too much rain in the pasture or not enough, a swale system might help. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Swales stop erosion and slowly rehydrate the landscape as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Slopes on your land can present several challenges. Rainwater flies downhill, creating gullies, and vegetation doesn't have a chance. One way to solve this problem is by building a swale. Swales are basically water harvesting ditches with flat bottoms that are built across a hillside. But unlike ditches, which are built to move water away from an area, swales are designed to catch and hold surface water. They fill up like a bathtub so the water can slowly soak into the soil and stop erosion. Mark Shepherd is a restoration agriculture specialist and says there are several benefits.
Prevention of flash flooding. Instead of having all this runoff rolling off your field, you're stopping the water higher up on the slope. By having additional moisture in your soil, you will now be more drought-proofed. You can last through a longer period with no rain because the water has been stored in the soil. And when water is stored in the soil instead of on the surface like in a pond, it doesn't evaporate as readily.
As a general rule of thumb, Shepherd says to build a swale about one-third of the way down from the top of the hill to capture most of the potential runoff. The water then soaks in the soil like a sponge and slowly plumes downhill underground, providing moisture for plants.
So if you have pasture areas that are dry, it would benefit from having water soak into them. Most landscapes, most areas that have 30 inches of rain or more in the temperate zone have more than enough water to grow just about anything and have beautiful green lush pastures all summer long.
The size of a swale is calculated in part by the catchment area uphill from the swale, the permeability of the soil, and how much rain actually falls. Learn more about swale systems at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. Have you noticed how much salmon costs now in the stores? There is literally a lousy reason for that. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs in small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Parasitic sea lice are giving salmon farmers fits in New Brunswick, Canada. Joel Halsey is with Cook Aquaculture.
We're farmers, not fishermen, farmers. And this is absolutely a farming issue. And we're trying to deal with it the same way every other farmer that grows all of our food would.
Halsey says one louse control method is the thermal removal barge. It's like a water slide on a boat.
The fish travel down the slide, and while they do, they get a warm shower. The lice release from the fish. And then we put just the salmon back into a new pen.
Another control method is using small cleaner fish that eat the sea lice right off the salmon. Cook Aquaculture's King P. Ang.
We think this is the way to go because it's non-chemical based and it's sustainable. It's a local species and we can get them from our waters and it is their natural habitat and it's quite easy to grow them.
That's the Farm Journal report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Cargill is expected to begin construction next month on a $90 million biodiesel plant in North Wichita, Kansas. It will employ 35 full-time workers, expected to start operating in January of 2019. The project is separate from Cargill Protein's new $60 million headquarters in Wichita as well. The company said in the release the plant will be the next company's oil seed processing plant, replaces an existing oil refinery managed by Cargill's global edible oil business. Work at that refinery will be transferred to other Cargill facilities. The Wichita biodiesel plant expected to annually produce 60 million gallons of biodiesel. Cargill also has biodiesel plants in Iowa City, Iowa, and Kansas City, Missouri. Well, even though the Trump administration has yet to follow through on a potential threat to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement, the possibility already affecting U.S. grain trade. The fifth round of talks wrapped up last week in Mexico, with all sides promising to get the deal done as soon as possible. But U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said he's concerned about the lack of headway in the negotiations, in spite of reports some progress has been made to modernize the agreement. Farm groups like the U.S. Grains Council expressing their concern that a potential threat of withdrawal already affecting grain trading with other countries. Tom Slight, president of the U.S. Grains Council, says the U.S. competitors are already starting to increase their trade to current U.S. trading partners as the U.S. is no longer seen as a reliable supplier, he said. It's really alarming to us in terms of the investment that they put into making the economies and businesses intertwine over the last 35 years. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. The flush signs continue. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. December corn is up 2 3/4 at 344.5. March is up 2 3/4 at 358.5.
January soybeans is still looking very, very good here on Friday, the first day of December. January beans up 8 to 9.93 and 3 quarters. March beans up 7 and 3 quarters at 10.05 and a half. December soybean meal 3.50 higher at 3.28. January bean meal up 3.40 at 3.29.90. Later months are all up. Bean oil having an issue now. December is down 9 at 33.66. January bean oil down 10 at 33.75. Kansas City wheat looking pretty good. December is up 4 and 3 quarters at 4.19 and a quarter. March up 5 at 4.36 and a half. So corn, soybeans, and wheat seem to be looking well here in the middle of the day on our Friday. Taking a look at the livestock complex, not so rosy for cattle. Hogs are holding on. December live cattle down 237 at 117.52. February down 297 at 122. Even all the later months in live cattle are down by more than $2. January feeders down 377 at 150.40. March feeders down 432 at 147.95. Again, all the later months are down, and most by $4 or more. December hogs up 75 at 65.02. Feb hogs up 85 at 70.62. So looking pretty good for hogs, while the cattle really having some issues today. Cotton is up. December cotton up 38 points at 75.42. March up 22 at 73.03. And crude oil is rallying. January crude is up 80 cents at 58.20. February is up 78 at 58.23. And gold is rallying too. December gold up $7 currently at $1,280.20 an ounce. Mixed numbers in the futures markets. Updates from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, sharing with you a little history of National Farm Report after this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.
I want to take a moment today to respond to an email I received a few days ago asking me about the history of this broadcast, National Farm Report, and what was it called before it became National Farm Report. Well, that got me to thinking, looking back over two, three, even four decades. First of all, what was this program called before we renamed it National Farm Report? The title of the daily broadcast was Farm News for City People. And the reason we chose that as a title and the reason that we started the entire broadcast was because of something that is still happening today, a lack of understanding of agriculture, the tools and technology that we use to put food on your table, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, and now energy in your tank. Because at the time we started the program, there was a lot of misunderstanding and a lot of correspondence saying, stop putting poison on my food, because of the insecticides and the pesticides that were being used and people who said that is going to kill you if you keep applying it and getting it into your system. So we started the program to say this is what's going on, and this is why we are not applying poison to your food. And part of that was the fact that people didn't understand that with some gene manipulation, we could make the corn plant very untasty to the moth that laid the eggs that produced the European corn borer. Didn't take a chemical, and it was safer to use by farmers and safer for consumers. Well, that started it all, and interestingly enough, we're still going through the same controversy and lack of knowledge today. Back with a final word after this message.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again, making recommendations on Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Roundup Ready Extend crop system. Developed to deliver the effective weed control you need, these products are placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert advice only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning. Because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey brings, you never have to face it alone. Because with Channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific in-crop use requirements in your state.
All I can say in closing is thank you so much for your support as listeners throughout the year. We started the broadcast sponsored by Production Credit Association, and today we're sponsored by Wink Products Company. Thanks to them, thanks to you. And that's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When machinery breaks down, you need it fixed ASAP. But fixing it yourself could get you in legal trouble. Hear why on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Time is money on the farm, and it always seems that something breaks down right when you need it. Manufacturers increasingly use copyrighted software on high-tech machines and limit access and equipment for the do-it-yourself repairs. Sometimes the product's warranty is only valid if repairs are done by a certified dealer. Gay Gordon Byrne is the executive director of the Repair Association. She says farmers rarely see the end user's license agreement when they buy machinery.
You agree that the whole machine is a licensed product and that you will never touch it, which makes no sense because it's still a tractor, and you pay good money for it. You have a title document that says it's yours, and then all of a sudden it's not yours. And this is what's really unfair in terms of the legal process, and that's where legislators can intervene and say, no, that's an unfair and deceptive trade practice. You can't do that.
Currently, there are no states with right to repair laws except for Massachusetts. Trade groups representing automakers and independent garages and retailers worked out an agreement to make the Massachusetts law a national standard.
Starting in model year 2018, which is right now, people can fix their cars and they can go to a mechanic, and the mechanic under these agreements is supposed to have access to all the diagnostics, all the firmware, all the tools that they need to be able to make a repair, just like we've always made repairs. The really peculiar thing is that tractors aren't included because it was essentially an industry agreement and not statute.
Gordon Burns says what farmers can do is call their legislators and say, fix this. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the right to repair issue at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Financial analyst and ag economist Dr. Dave Cole recently spoke at the 2017 Ag Bankers Conference that was held in Wisconsin. He likened the ag economy to a weather system. He says the economy runs through four seasons. He also said the current ag economy enjoyed its summer with high commodity prices and great growth from 2006 to 2012. Currently, he says, we're in the fall, where prices are declining and some producers are feeling more and more restricted. Dr. Cole says he anticipates the economy will hit winter in 2018, which will negatively impact about 60% of all farmers.
We'll weed out some of the inefficient, some of the less progressive type of managers, and those 40% will selectively buy out the operations that are inefficient. So we're going through these four seasons. This is elongated downturn. 1980s was like a Clayton Kershaw curveball, just dropped off the table for about 5 years, and we slowly came back.
Cole says he is expecting spring between 2021 and 2025, but what about the statistical 20% of farmers that may not make it to spring? To determine if marginal operations will make it for the next 4 years, difficult questions, he says, will need to be asked.
Are they multiple refinances? Are the refinances because of management issues? Are they because of lifestyle issue, too high of maintenance lifestyle? And in that case, if they continue on, they're going to get out toward the end of the pier and the water's going to get deeper.
For those farmers currently struggling, Cole recommends a game plan with specifics on how your market plan will change and how you will pare down your operation. He says those conversations should definitely take place with a financial consultant. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT.